Many people this year will be the first time that they're making Pesach alone by themselves. Know here in Tellstone, so we had a message go out from the Moatsa yesterday, municipality, that anybody who hasn't made Pesach, having difficulty, is stuck. So give us a call, we'll help you out with different essentials. They will. They've been very good about it. But making Pesach the first time by yourself is daunting. It brings me back to many years ago when we were a young couple. We came right after the Gulf War to Eretz Yisrael, right in the middle of the Gulf War, actually, in 1991. And for whatever reason, we didn't have this idea that we had to go back to America for Pesach. And there we were, Shana Rishayna, newlyweds, 3, 4 months. And we made Pesach ourselves. It was crazy. We had no idea what we were doing. And I remember we went to a shir. It was supposed to calm you down. They said one thing during the shir is that you don't have to scrape the walls, which we kind of took to mean that you have to do everything up until that point. And we moved the 2,000-pound furniture and rolled up Oriental rugs and schlepped them onto the porch. It was absolutely crazy, Mishigas. So we made Pesach our first year when we were married. But Pesach is daunting, especially a Seder. Like, how do you do that? What are you supposed to do? I mean, in there's something else that's daunting. Like, how are you supposed to do that? And that's the topic that the Netziv will talk about today. And that is what we've been talking about already since the beginning, the topic of Avas Hashem, loving Hashem. You have a mitzvah say deraisa v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. But that's daunting. How are you supposed to do that? It's so abstract. What does it mean to love Hashem? But this is exactly what we talk about today. In the first pasuk over here, after the Shir HaShirim, pasuk Beis, which the Netziv says is the beginning of the first Shir, which we talked about yesterday, the conglomerate that the Netziv put together, the Shir of Yishakeni Minashikais Pihu. The pasuk says, Yishakeni Minashikais Pihu, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyoyin. The way that Rashi interprets it, Yishakeni HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says that Shloimai is Melech Shehasholem Shaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kiss us with the kisses of his mouth, the ultimate kiss, the ultimate show of love. Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyoyin, because your affection, your love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is better than wine, is better than a Sudas Yayin, a Mishteh Yayin, says Rashi. The Netziv, like we said, says that this pasuk begins a shir of Yishakeni. And the Netziv says that this shir is a tefillah. In his words, he tefillah ne'erocha. It's a tefillah which was arranged al hasagas avas Hashem, on attaining avas Hashem, shu oineg nefesh ha'Yisraeli she'ein lamala mimenu. That it's the ultimate pleasure for the Jewish soul. You want to know what the ultimate pleasure in this world is? The soul pleasure is the ultimate pleasure. That's the pleasure of Avas Hashem. And that's what we daven for. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let us attain the ultimate Avas Hashem. But thereupon we get into the problem that what is Avas Hashem? What's Ahava? What is love? And the Netziv comes and he helps us out with that as he interprets the pasuk. Ahava, the Rishonim say, the Maral says it as well, is a person's desire to get closer to something outside of itself because of the mila, because of the good attribute that he sees in this other thing. And ava, to love, especially in English, carries with it both a verb and a noun. In order to love, so you have to do things which bring you closer to the other. The noun is the result of that. The noun is the emotion that I feel when I bring myself closer, I do things for the other. That's the other thing that's contained within love. And love can be one way, or it can be two ways. I can love somebody else and then they don't love me back. Or I can love somebody else and I create the affection, I create the emotion for myself. And because of what I do for them, because of the way that I feel towards them, they reciprocate and they love me back. And when you have a reciprocal love, so then the love tends to grow more and more and more. Now, when we're loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahavas Hashem, we have two problems. Problem number one is that how do you do that? How do you love Hashem? What's the process of loving Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible, seems very abstract. So what exactly are we doing when we love? And even if we get ourselves to do that and we inspire ourselves through that activity, but with another person, so then the love can be reciprocal. It comes back to us. How does that happen with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does the love come back to us? The love coming back to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says in the Nitziv, that's what we call Ruach HaKodesh. In a time where that really existed, was rampant. And even in our times where it's not rampant, but a person at times, whether it be that he's in the middle of an intense tefillah or intensely learning, so there is a certain wave of inspiration that a person gets. It seems that he comes from that comes from somewhere else. Unless of others have put it, he's going through a psychotic episode. But how do you get that? How do you get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reciprocate? So first, on the level of what we need to do in order to obtain Avas Hashem, the Nitziv quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, and then he says it again at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, Ve'heyach hi aderech la'avosav yirasim. Ava is our concern here. How do you obtain, what's the way to get to Avas Hashem? Bishar she is bainin ha'adam b'masav u'bruav hanifloim. When a person thinks about the wonderful things that Hashem did, does, and that he created. Look at a hill. Look at history. Look at the world. Hagedolim, that are so great. V'yira mehem chachmasai, and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, she'ein lo erech, v'lekeitz, that there's no end to it, infinite. Miyad hu oyhev hu meshabeach hu mefoir hu mesave taiva gedol leida Hashem hagadol. Immediately he is going to love and he's going to praise and he's going to desire, a great desire, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moy she'omer David, Tzomer nafshi l'Elokim l'kel chai. That's what David said, Tzomer nafshi, that my nefesh thirsts for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rambam says in Yesodei HaTorah. In Hilchos Tshuva, he expands on this, and he says that Dover Yaduo Bar Shainavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niksharish Beliba Shaladam. It's not a natural thing. Ad she yishgeba tamid, until a person thinks about it always, Karoy Vyazev Komashaba Ilum Chutzmi Mena, and he leaves everything else aside from it. So a person has to ponder, a person has to think about the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates in this world. Where does the sunset come from? Where does a mountain come from? Where does an apple come from? The human body, everything that we see in front of us. And the more you think about that, so the more you become inspired. And that's how you come to Avas Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. But the Netziv says that that love, that Avas Hashem, is actually not the ultimate. That's what we would call one-way love, which is not going to be reciprocated. That's what the Pasuk calls yayin. That's what the Pasuk calls wine. Wine is a way where a person can drink wine and he can become very inspired, very sensitive to his environment. It can be ma'ur all kinds of emotions. And therefore, when a person thinks about nature and the godless abayre, so he can do the same thing. But there's another type of love, says Nitziv, another activity, where not only do you inspire yourself, not only do you do an action where you actually feel an appreciation and an inspiration that you want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you can feel Him smiling back at you. And that's the ultimate Avas Hashem. That's what we're going to call Yishakeni Minashikais Pihu, the kisses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. And that is what we're shooting for when we go for Avas Hashem. A number of years ago, I had a chavrusa in yeshiva. His father was a math professor in university in the heartland of the United States. His father had a great line. I take it as being cynical. I didn't. Maybe I'm naive. But he said, you know, what happens in yeshivas is something called the mushroom treatment. What do you mean the mushroom treatment? He said, well, what happens to a mushroom? A mushroom, you put it in a dark room, you put it in a closet, and you close the door. It's all dark in there, and then you just watch it grow. And that's what happens in a yeshiva. You take all of these guys, and you just lock them away from the outside world, and somehow they come out and they watch them grow. Again, I don't say that it's totally cynical because there's an appreciation that yeshiva is a place that minds grow. But on the other hand, how does it happen? So the Baal HaTanya says that the way that it happens is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, so he gave us a book that he's the author of. And we all know that when you read a book or a series of books, so you begin to think like the author. And the more Torah we learn, so then the more we're miskasher, the more we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that we begin to think like him. To others, that may be an anthropomorphism. It's putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our terms. But everybody will agree that there's a segula satira. That when we learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, speaks to us. We're connected with him. And aside from a mountain, a hill, a sunset, the wisdom of the human body, that's the other giloy, that's the other way that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Netziv tells us that we see, and this is what the Shir is talking about over here, that when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, not only do we inspire ourselves, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, kisses us back. The Netziv says that there are two ways which we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Pasuk refers to as Lechem. One is Avoda, Karbonis, or in our terms, Tefillah. Karboni Lachmi, the Torah calls Karbonis. It's Lechem, it's bread. The Pasuk in Mishlei calls learning Lechem as well. Lechu Lachmu B'Lachmi. The Gemara in Brachas Chagiga says that that refers to Limud HaTorah. Why is bread the term that's used for Torah and for Tefillah? Because what is bread? Bread is that which binds. It's the basic food. It binds the soul to the body. It's a binder. Lechem is milashon halchama, mentioned it before. When you take two pieces of wood or of metal and you weld them, you bind them together, weld them together, they become one unit, that's halchama. And that's what bread does. And just like bread binds the body to the soul, so Torah and Tefillah bind us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kach kora HaKadosh Baruch Hu shnei devarim elu, says the Netziv, b'shem lachmi, in the name of my bread. Shehema mechabrim nishmasa nishmasin, that they bind the soul of all souls, kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, the nefesh ha-Yisraeli, to the soul of the Jew. Al kein bo tefillah zu shiyagia HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore this tefillah comes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reach, I see, lidei avas Hashem, that he should bring me to avas Hashem al yidei shtei ofanim elu, through these two ways, dafka, through Torah and tefillah, Torah v'karbonis. That's what the Netziv says, that's what we daven, the Shira davens, Yishakenu Midashika is Piyu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kiss us back, Ki Toivim Daidecha Miyayin, because these two ways of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is better than wine, which is just inspired through us. I'd like to leave off with one thought, and just to explore, again, the Netziv doesn't say this, but maybe self-evident, is that why is that? Why is it that when I inspire myself to Avas Hashem, I appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation, that he doesn't necessarily smile back at me, whereas when I learn or when I daven, so he does. And perhaps we could suggest that it's like with a human being. I can spend time sitting and daydreaming about somebody who I really love, who I really like, and they don't know about it. And naturally, it's not going to be reciprocated. Why? Because I haven't really done anything for them. I haven't brought them into my life. Love is reciprocated when you do something for the other person and you show your love towards them, and then naturally they act as if they appreciate it and they show the love back. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same way. Reflecting and philosophizing and understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere in the world, so then that makes me appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still it's in my head. But when I learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and I say his words, and I bring it into a base medrash, so then I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. When I daven, I act as if, and I really am, talking to him, I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is brought into this world, that feeling of Ruach HaKadosh, or almost Ruach HaKadosh, that a person can have, which the Netziv says is the inspiration of all inspirations, that it's the tanug, it's the ultimate tanug. Oineg nefesh ha-Yisraeli she'ein l'malo mimena. That's what happens when we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. And that's the feeling that somebody who's intensely into a sugya, into his learning, or into a tefillah, at the ultimate points in tefillah, that's what a person can feel. That's the beginning of the Shira over here. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we continue with the rest of what the Netziv says on this pasuk, of how the allegory works, this beautiful tefillah where we ask for our Kaddish, for our Kaddish Baruch Hu, that not only should we be inspired to love him, but that he loves us back, He smiles back at us. We should all be zeichah.